Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm going to continue to share with you some of our healing testimonies that we've compiled into what we call Healing Journeys 1, 2, and 3. There's five testimonies on each one of these volumes, and so there's a total of 15 testimonies, and five of these testimonies, Healing Journeys Volume 3, are all brand new. Now, the others we've had for years, and of course, praise God, they never get old hearing about what God has done in someone's life. But some of them are brand new. We'll be starting on those next week and showing you some of the most graphic pictures of before and after healings that I have ever seen. I tell you what, this is really a faith builder. It has blessed me. And so this is what we've been doing all of last week and this week, is showing these healing journeys. We're now into Healing Journeys Volume 2. And so we've got a special offer where we're basically offering you these healing journeys, all three volumes, for the price of two. And if you get those two volumes, then we'll throw in the brand new one absolutely free. And also, we have this little booklet on God Wants You Well. And it has some testimonies in here of healing, some teachings on healings. And on the very back of this booklet is a list of every time that Jesus healed a person in the Gospels. And I remember a woman who had cancer, and she called into our helpline, and she basically called in to tell us that she was terminal. The doctor only gave her a month or something like this to live, and she was going down to Florida to a friend's house to stay down there and die and just live out her last days. And she called to take her name off of the mailing list and let us know what was going on. Well, the person that she called prayed with her and ministered to her, encouraged her to believe for healing, and then sent her this little booklet on God Wants You Well. And she got it. She went down to Florida, and she just had time on her hands, and she started studying all of these times that Jesus healed people. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as she just started reading the healing power of God, God healed her. Now, this wasn't a woman that was really aggressive, and I mean just determined in reaching out. She was passive, started out that way, and just started reading these, and faith built in her heart. And a couple of months later, our helpline called to follow up on her and see how she was doing. And they got her, I forget the exact details, but it was the day before or the day after something. But she went back for, well, it must have been the day after she had gone to the doctors and got a total bill of health that she was completely healed of cancer. And you know how that happened? Through this little booklet. We are throwing this in as a gift to you when you get this package of materials on Healing Journeys 1, 2, and 3. Today, what I want to do is play for you a testimony about Mercy Santos. And this is a young woman that came to my meetings in Florida a number of years ago. And she had multiple sclerosis and came and asked me to pray for her. And to be honest with you, I really don't remember praying for her, because I pray for so many people. And specifically at the East Coast Christian Center in Melbourne, Florida, it seemed like the year that she came, I prayed with many people that had multiple sclerosis. And yet the next year she came back and she told me about this. And I vaguely remember seeing her. I don't remember the details of praying over her, but I remember her very clearly when she came back and told me that she had been healed of multiple sclerosis. And I mean, by looking at her, she walked just totally normal. There was no indication that she had ever had it. And you know, just this last year, I had at least four or five people come to me over the summer who testify that they have been healed of multiple sclerosis. You know, according to the doctors, multiple sclerosis is an incurable disease. It gets progressively worse. It never gets better. Through medicine and through certain things, they may be able to slow it down and make it kind of level off for a period of time, but you never get better. What you are going to see on this DVD, The Testimony of Mercy Santos, is nothing but a supernatural miracle from God. There is no other way that this could happen. Mankind cannot cause this kind of a result. So I believe this will build your faith. Watch this, and I'll be back at the end of the program today.
And there were two or three times where I walked into church and I felt the heat of the Holy Spirit, and I walked. But for some reason, I couldn't retain it. I couldn't understand. Lord, you just healed me, but why am I sick again?
I began to feel helpless. The frustration of not being able to fix something when you're a fix-it guy.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis more than 20 years ago. At that time, I had paralysis of my left side and vision loss in my left eye. Years went by. I would have some symptoms. Some would come, they would go. It was only about 9 years ago when I moved to Florida where it really hit me really bad. I was still working, but half of the times I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. So I would say every 6 weeks I was admitted into the hospital. I was given Salbutamol, which is a steroid, for about 4 or 5 days. At that point, it would make me a little stronger. And then I would try to function again, go to work, take care of my baby. 6 weeks later, here we go again.
This was the Salbutamol, which is a steroid that was given to me every other month. I used to go to the hospital, and if I didn't go to the hospital, then they used to send me a nurse to administer the steroids here at home, and she used to come 2-3 days sometimes. And they used to put a port, and the port would stay in my arm, and then they would administer the steroids until it was done. 3 to 4 days, it depended on how long the doctor would order it for.
It came to a point where I had to throw the towel in. The doctor said, you can't work anymore. I couldn't walk at that point. I couldn't use my arms. I couldn't swallow. I had incontinence. I had numbing all over my body. And I had pain all over my body. I would get muscle spasms, even in my face, in my back, in my arms, in my legs. I had an inability to speak. I had cognitive problems. I just had it all. I remember at one point, and I had a little girl that I had to take care of. Praise God that I had my family. I had my mother who helped me. But I remember trying to take care of my daughter and crawling on the floor because my legs could not hold me up. I just could not do anything. I couldn't take care of her. I couldn't cook. I could barely take care of myself, put on a pair of socks, get dressed, write a check out. I'd go to call my mother and I couldn't remember who I was calling, what number I was calling. I couldn't drive. So it was basically just home.
When I was little, of course, I didn't understand what was going on. All I knew that was that my mom was sick. It was really hard for me to see her like that because, of course, I understood what sickness was and that she wasn't well and she couldn't walk sometimes. And I had to call the ambulance for her once because she couldn't breathe.
I had control of nothing. My arms, my legs, I had no control. So I was in a wheelchair half of the times. I was walking with a cane. I had to use a walker. I couldn't drive on my own. I needed somebody to go with me everywhere I went. I couldn't be independent anymore.
I mean, it hurt my heart. It broke my heart to see her suffer each day. And when my grandma came to pick me up, I would always worry. I would have anxiety attacks because I didn't know where my mom was. Each day I felt like I could wake up and my mom would be gone. It was just really hard for me.
I began to feel helpless. The frustration of not being able to fix something when you're a fix-it guy. You're the kind of person that, you know, okay, you see a problem, bam, you're on it. You want to fix it. This, all I could do is see, and all I could do is hear what she was going through. And that gave me a great deal of frustration and anxiety, but not being able to help her with that. So I felt powerless.
I don't care what you see. I know I'm healed. That's all I kept saying. By his stripes, I am healed. And I kept hanging on to that. Hanging on to that, no matter how bad it got. Every time I was in the hospital, whoever could hear me, it's okay, I'm going to walk again. And I had times where the Lord actually spoke to me and gave me scripture. He gave me Acts 3, where I couldn't walk. And I walked again. And there were two or three times where I walked into church and I felt the heat of the Holy Spirit. And I walked. But for some reason, I couldn't retain it. I couldn't understand. Lord, you just healed me. But why am I sick again? Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Do I have to do something different? And that night, I had seen Andrew Womack before. And I used to wonder, who is this man? Why is he speaking that way? But that night, as I was going to shut the TV off, he was staring straight at me. And he said to me, what you're doing wrong is that you're not praying right. You need to pray differently.
But let me just put it to you this way. If what you're doing isn't working, why is it that you are so adamant about holding on to the concepts that aren't working for you? I'm just asking you to open up your heart just a little bit, to consider that maybe there's a better way to pray, to consider that maybe some of the foundational things that you've been believing about prayer are wrong, and just open up the door just a crack so that if there is something wrong, that we could make a scriptural adjustment here and that it could help us in our prayer life.
And that was my answered prayer. The Lord was speaking right through Andrew.
The first time I heard Andrew preach on the Gospel Truth program, to tell you the truth, prior to that, I was scanning the channels and I saw him and I would catch him, but he didn't really grab my attention because he just sat still and was kind of not necessarily monotone. It wasn't that boring, but it wasn't a stimulating visual experience as you would expect on television to capture your attention as we are accustomed to. So it was a different kind of programming, visually speaking. The message, it took a while for me to get over the visual to allow the message to enter in. Once I allowed that to sink in, that's what had me hooked. And that's because it was the truth.
I watch Andrew every day. There's not one day where I miss, and I just started applying those principles from the Word, and my life has just started changing.
From the beginning she started watching Andrew Womack till this day, I just saw her facial features and the way she acts. It's just amazing what God has done in her. He's totally renewed her, and she's not sick anymore.
My healing wasn't instant. It was progressive. It was a gradual healing. I don't know if it was because of my belief. Well, actually, I think it is because I wasn't taught. I wasn't taught the right way. I was coming from a different doctrine. I was being taught by my pastor. But when Andrew put it so clearly, that's what freed me. That's what freed me. And then as the more I learned, the more I applied the Word, then the healing will come. The healing will come. Just gradually. And that was okay for me because I knew that I was healed. You know, whether it came instantly or not, I knew I was healed. And no one was going to change that.
She knows that God does not want her ill. She totally believes that God has already healed her. So when symptoms come up in her body, right away, she is speaking to the specific symptom. And in the name of Jesus, that symptom evaporates almost instantaneously, if not right on the spot. I mean, she just speaks to it, and her faith is to receive that healing right then.
God has already done His part. We aren't waiting on God to answer our prayer. God has anticipated every problem that you'll ever have through Jesus. He sent Jesus here. Jesus paid for the forgiveness of your sins. He healed all of your diseases. He delivered you from all of the oppression. He's already provided whatever it is that you need before you even existed. The Lord anticipated your problem and made the supply before you ever had the need. Everything that God is ever going to do has already been done through Jesus. He put this same power that He used raising Jesus from the dead inside of you. It's resident in you. And now, instead of approaching God as a great beggar and saying, "Oh God, we are powerless. We have nothing. We are just looking to You. Please move. Pour out Your power. Oh God, heal. Oh God, deliver," which is the way most people are praying. Instead, we are supposed to come and say, "Father, thank You that in Christ everything I need has already been provided. You've given me this authority, and so now You take Your authority and You speak to Your mountain," Mark chapter 11, verse 23. You speak to the problem. Don't talk to God about your problem, but talk to your problem about God. Take Your authority. Speak and command things to respond. Command the power of God to flow. And see, if you start taking that authority and using it that way, you're going to see different results.
I don't need anything. I have the power of God in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. Any little thing, I just rebuke it in Jesus' name, and it has to leave, and it does leave. Andrew Womack said, "You know what? You have to be a fanatic." Well, you know what? I am a fanatic, and that's the way I'm going to live my life, a fanatic for Jesus.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome? I tell you, to see Mercy and her husband running at the end of this video when she was wheelbound at one time, there's no explanation for that other than God. You know, I'm not a doctor, but what I understand is that multiple sclerosis is something about the coating around your nerves deteriorates and is unable to transmit the signals. Now, if I've got that wrong, don't write me. And I always have people that want to tell me everything they know and set me straight. It's something that may be an oversimplified version. But my point is that it's just impossible for that situation to reverse. And yet it did. And here's Mercy running. Praise God. I tell you, God is a miracle worker. The Lord can perform any miracle. And you know, you may not have multiple sclerosis, but it doesn't matter if it's the exact same thing. You may have cancer. You may have AIDS. You may have Lou Gehrig's disease. You may have any number of different things that, according to the doctors, it's incurable. But here was something that is incurable. There is nothing that mankind knows how to do, and God healed it. And if that worked for Mercy, it worked for any of these other incurable diseases. It's amazing to me how people can see a testimony like this and say, "Well, that worked for multiple sclerosis." Now you take that out of the realm of being something that's incurable and say, "No, God can cure." But then I'll have people come and say, "Have you ever seen anybody healed of AIDS?" Well, yes, I have seen people healed of AIDS. I mean, with doctors' reports proving that they were healed of the HIV virus. But the point is that if God can do one impossible thing, He can do all impossible things. And I also want to point out that with Mercy, this healing didn't just come all at once. It wasn't completely instantaneous. And I believe that this is why a lot of people, I mean, probably a majority of people do not see their healing manifest because they're just thinking that the only way, if it's God, and if God is healing them, then they'd just be instantly whole. All of their symptoms would be gone and everything would be perfect instantly. It didn't happen that way with Mercy. And yet, look, here she is running when she used to be wheelbound. There is no doubt that this is God, and yet it came over a period of time. Now, I'm not saying that that's the way that it has to be. And I'm not even saying that that's the way that we want it to be. Everyone would love for everything to be just perfect and instantaneous. I am not shooting for gradual healings. I'm looking and praying for instantaneous healings. But here's my point. Don't get to a place to where if you don't see something happen just instantaneously that you think that God hasn't moved. Here is a testimony that I played for you today of a healing that took place over a period of time. And yet, it is 100% miraculous. And I know people think, well, if it's really God's power, why doesn't it just happen immediately? I don't even understand all of this. I would suspect that most of it has to do with us. You know what? We are just living in a society that is full of unbelief. Some of you may not agree with that, but you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not going to agree with you or we'd both be wrong. I'm telling you, we are baptized in unbelief today. And it just hinders and slows down the things of God. I don't know all of the reasons, but here's the way I look at it. If you can move the devil an inch, you can move him a mile, an inch at a time if you have to. And some people think, well, boy, that would be a lot of effort. But it's better than just going the other direction and having the devil move you and it get progressively worse. You know, I see that a lot of these diseases, like multiple sclerosis, it doesn't just come on you all at once. You don't just wake up one morning and you're totally, devastated by multiple sclerosis and arthritis and other diseases like this. It seems like that the way they come is pretty much how they leave. Now, again, I'm not saying it has to be that way. God can do anything. He can do it miraculously, instantaneously. But I am saying I have seen this a lot. And yet, people just accept arthritis and accept multiple sclerosis and all of these things gradually coming on them and getting worse and worse. And then if it doesn't just happen immediately, they think nothing is going on. You accepted the disease little by little. You need maybe accept your healing little by little. Again, I'm not saying that that's the way that we should expect it to be, but we need to be willing to do whatever it takes. I'll just start fighting the devil, resist the devil, and he'll flee from me. And if he flees all at once, wonderful. If he flees a little bit at a time, I don't care. I'm not going to give up. What's the alternative? I'm just trying to motivate you today. Just as Mercy did. I tell you, it inspires me that, yes, I laid hands on her and I prayed, but did you know that Mercy's healing came? If she would have just said, well, if he prays for me and I get instantly healed and all symptoms are instantly gone, then I'll believe I'm healed. If that would have been her attitude, she'd still be in a wheelchair today. But see, Mercy believed that she was healed, but then she started resisting the devil and fighting against this and doing whatever it took. And little by little by little, she's progressed into where you saw her running on this DVD today. I tell you, God wants you well. You need to cooperate. You need to start resisting this. And praise God, I believe God is healing you too. I encourage you to call the number that you see on your screen. Call and receive these DVDs and also call and let someone pray with you for your healing.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys Volume 2 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, But if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado next week for the Caris Bible College Men's Advance, January 20th through the 22nd, and in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 10th through the 12th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for Caris Bible College Campus Days, March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite all of the men to come join me on January the 20th through the 22nd right here at our facility in Colorado Springs for our 2011 Men's Advance. It starts on Thursday evening, January the 20th. It goes through Saturday morning. And it's just a great time for guys to get together to sit under the Word. And I promise you it'll make an impact on your life. So make plans to join me right here in Colorado Springs, January the 20th through the 22nd for our 2011 Men's Advance.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Mercy Santos. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net. Basically, what he was